So I'm here with Davo after a 2-1 home win against Godalming. Davo, we said in the last game that your luck was bound to change or had to change at some point, and the character of the lads was fantastic. And what a way to turn it round tonight against a local side in Godalming.
Yeah, absolutely. Delighted. Great result. Massive character from the boys. It's difficult when you're on a bad run, and we've been on a terrible run. You know, I've not hidden behind it. We've lost several games in a row, and it's difficult. Got young players, and it's hard for them to dig a result out. And to be honest, I'd have said, you know, I'd have took a draw at some stage, a scrappy draw or something like that, just to get us back on the road again. But to get a win against Godalming, a team that are you know, were well fancied before the season started, got a wealth of players, very very good players in their setup. So, you know, forget where they are in the league, they're a good side, and we've rolled them over today. I thought 2-1 was. You know, it flattered them really. I thought we should have been well ahead at half time. Sloppy goal after we went 2-0 up affected us. I thought we should have scored a couple more. I thought Sim got in a few times, and then second half we looked a good side again. We closed the game out well. There was the silly sending off from the lad. I thought he warranted the sending off. You don't see it very often, but it was ridiculous what he did for a captain to do that. But you know. That was a bonus for us because he's a good player, the lad Purdy. He's a very good player. So, you know, without him, it made it a bit more edgy probably than it should have been. Maybe if they had 11, I don't think we'd have been quite as edgy. But, you know, we closed the game out well, missed a great chance from Sim, and it was always going to be, you know, with the confidence of the lads with the defeats and everything, it was always going to be difficult. So, yeah, really good win. Chuffed a bits, and, you know, it's no more than the lads deserved. I thought Saturday was the turnaround. You know, second half Saturday, depleted squad. We looked like, you know, we wanted to be on the ball, get on the ball and play, and we did that again today. So, yeah, really good.
And you say, obviously, about your depleted squad and that you've never hidden behind anything. And I probably want to touch on it more than anything else tonight in terms of, yes, you had maybe 3 or 4 players back, but you didn't have your first 11 back that I would look at in terms of the team sheet and think that's your starting 11. Is that fair to say? You're not back at your best right now.
No, we've got you know, massive players for us out with Scotty and Rob Carr particular. You know, Rob Carr's a massive player for us, and he's not with us at the minute. He's not far away, and when he does come back, I'll tell you what, we will look absolutely potent because he's a very very good player, and same with Scotty. So yeah. And we've got a few others out as well, which are important squad players for us as well. So, yeah, we're still not back to where we need to be and where we could be. And you know, look forward to that day when that does happen. But for now, you know, more than happy with what we've got. And it just shows if you can get 2 or 3 real big players back for us, we can match anyone.
And in terms of the game tonight, it was almost a mirror image or the reversal of Saturday. You found yourselves a goal up inside sort of 3 or 4 minutes, and then about the 20-minute mark, you suddenly find yourself 2-0 up, and it was almost you did exactly what Beaconsfield did to you. You did to Godalming.
Yeah, we was as lively as they were, weren't we? So first goal really early on, free kick. I've curled it in. Simba's rose well and headed it in. Great goal. So for 1-0, and then second goal. I was really pleased for Josh. I thought it was a good move, actually. Finished off well from Josh Herfield at the back post. Pleased for him. New to the level, stepped up a few levels over the last 2 years, and it's going to take him time, but he's growing as a player, and really pleased he notched today. So, yeah, 2-0 up. You think, well, maybe we can get 1 or 2 more and kill the game off. But then they changed their shape, scored instantly afterwards, 2-1. And I thought, you know, after that we needed to get that third goal before half time, which I thought we warranted, but we didn't get. So, yeah, it was like that. Only when we got ourselves back in the game on Saturday, we didn't score. They scored, so it made it, you know, a trickier game for us.
Yeah, and a sloppy goal from your perspective, I think you'd admit, which I suppose made that team talk maybe even more important. Do you think it added to the pressure of the game on the night, or do you think 2-1 helped you in a sense?
Yeah, it did make it more difficult. Because, well, they say 2-0 is a tricky scoreline. Well, I'll take 2-0 over 2-1 all day. You know, 2-1's tough, but it does sharpen your minds a little bit. You know that you can't afford that slip-up, which maybe you can at 2-0. I don't remember them having a shot, really, second half. did they? I don't think so. You know, they were knocking balls up to the big man up front and getting Wheeler off of him. And Wheeler's a great player. I really like him as a footballer. And they didn't really do a lot with him. You know, they pushed him up front in a 4-4-2, didn't they? And, you know, I think he's a bit better out wide, to be honest. But when he drifted wide, we dealt with him well. I thought Brett handled him very well. Pleased for him. Yeah, it's a good win, isn't it?
And a little bit of a mixture at the end, maybe. Part of me watching thought you handled the game or the last part of the game well in terms of holding it in the corner, and then other parts of me looked at it and there was a little bit of kick and rush and maybe the signs of a team that haven't won in a while and maybe a little bit of nervousness crept in towards the end.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. You know, there's all this, it's human nature. If you haven't won for a while, you lose the knack of learning how to win games of football, and we did that. You know, they were down to 10 men, and at times we played the right stuff. We kept it, we moved it wide, we got the overlap in the wide areas, which we were looking to do. But at other times we looked nervy, kicked the ball long and hopeful, really, and relied on Simba's pace. And we're not like that. That's not how we play. And you know, you're right, we did some good things to close the game up, but what we did do, we never give them a sniff, did we? So yeah, we didn't kill the game off with our football, but we closed the game out defensively. They didn't look like scoring, which was pleasing.
And credit to the club, obviously they came here, they brought quite a lot of fans, made it a bit of a better atmosphere than it otherwise could have been, and they seem like a well organised club and a well followed club.
Yeah, it's a very good football club. You know, they've been at this level for a little while now. They've had some ups and downs. They had the issue with us going over to the south and west. That, you know, they got themselves on a straight and narrow back over to the central a year before us, and they're probably further down the line than us. And yeah, they do some good things off the field as well. It looks like they've got good commercial stuff going on. So yeah, they are a good football club, and you know, I hope they go on and do good things because they are a good football club. Yeah, but you're right. Their fans are decent, and they're a well followed club. So yeah.
And I suppose it wouldn't be fair to end the night without talking about Pete Sydenham. Been with the club, just over sort of 18 months, 2 years. He's done a magnificent job with the youth team, as you've always said. And he's off to Canada within the next couple of weeks, I think 2 weeks, and he'll actually be there. Big miss for the youth team for you?
It is a big miss. You know, he was really important in changing the youth team over with Craig Martin a couple of years back, and he took the mantle on when Craig stepped up as assistant manager for first team, and he's done a fantastic job. You know, they're top of the league or in and around the top of the league. I think they lost tonight, which is a shame. Got some very good players there, and Pete's also done a few bits and pieces with the first team as well, and the lads really like him and think a lot of him. So he's left behind a good setup there. The club's going forward in terms of their youth. You know what we're about. We have to promote youth. We've got extremely young team, as we know, everyone's bored of me saying, but we are very young, and we have to be like that. We haven't got the resources to be any other way. So yeah, you know, credit to Pete. I'll be, you know, gutted he's not with us anymore, but there'll be an open door for him whenever he comes back. I'm sure he'll come back at some stage, and he'll be an asset to us when he comes back, and I'm sure, you know, hopefully gets something over there in Canada and takes on what he's done with us, because he's developed as a coach, he's developed, you know, massively as a coach for us, and yeah, gonna miss him, and let's hope the legacy he leaves is a good run in the rest of the season for the youth team.
And just very quickly, just to finish with, Kings Langley, obviously at home Saturday, another home game. Yeah. How do you prepare for that?
Yeah, we'll train hard for that. We look forward to it. We know that they're a very good footballing side. They try and play football, which will make it an exciting game because we do the same thing. So, yeah, look forward to it. I think they're up and around the playoff area. So, nothing new for us. We're playing a team up the top there. So, yeah, we'll look forward to it. It'll be an open game, and hopefully we can go into that game at home again with a bit more confidence back at the, with a good record at home we've got.
Well, well done tonight. Congratulations on the 3 points, and best of luck for Saturday.
Thank you, mate.